Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Our message today comes from our epistle reading in John, but also our gospel reading. And I'd like to reread just a few verses of that. I know Pastor Mark just read it, but I'd like to reread the first couple of verses. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came, stood among them, and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." This is God's word. The disciples were huddled in a room, afraid and ashamed. The Jewish leaders, they were out to get them. And if Mary was right, if Jesus had risen from the dead, then he was probably out to get them too. For they had fled when he was arrested. See, they should have stayed by his side. And it seems then that both heaven and earth were out to get them, and their only protection to be found, was a locked door and an unpublished address. Now that might have worked for the Jewish leaders, but it was no match for Jesus. For immediately, he appears in the room, not as a ghost, but as human. He's come to them, and he speaks. But you see, his anger is not in his voice. And vengeance, it's not in his heart. Instead, he offers them forgiveness, a restored relationship. He offers them peace. He says, "Peace be with you." And he says it to them twice. The fear then turns into abundant joy. Jesus, their teacher. Jesus, their master. Jesus, their Lord, is no longer dead. He's living, and he's with them. And he's not angry. They had abandoned him only days before. They had hid as he was tried, as he was tortured. They had stood by as he was being killed. Peter denied knowing him. And yet, Jesus didn't abandon them. He had not hid his face from their sins. Jesus hadn't stood by while they and all of mankind faced eternal death. Jesus didn't deny knowing them. Yet, he was not there to take revenge or inflict punishment. Instead, Jesus was giving, and doing so abundantly. "Receive the Holy Spirit," he proclaimed. And into the temple of their flesh, God took residence. No longer would the dwelling place of God be a building. It would be flesh and blood. And it would start with these people locked in a room And then it would extend out to the four corners of the earth. And more than that, these bodies, once independent, were now joined through Jesus into a universal body that we call the Apostolic Church, even to this day. And to this church, he gave a charge. Go out into the world as witnesses and proclaim the reign of God. Is it any wonder then? Any wonder that their fear turned to joy? Jesus was alive. He loved them. He forgave them. He empowered them. And even joined himself to them. And Jesus would send them out into the world, emboldened and unafraid, from fear to joy, from timid to bold. No longer would fear control their lives. Their encounter with Jesus turned their fear into overabundant joy. This morning I ask you, what in your life has driven you into a room where you have locked the door and have unpublished the address? What in your life has caused you to lay hidden from the world? What has stolen all of your joy? And I'm not talking about that fake joy that you present to others. I'm not even talking about that fake joy that you present to yourself, trying constantly to convince yourself that you're truly happy, even though you know the moment you stop repeating that to yourself, even for a second, reality will come crashing in. It's not what I'm asking. What has driven out of your life and forced you into a locked room? Do you peek out of the windows, watch everyone else as they seem to live a joyful and worry-free life, wondering why that's not you? Even worse than hiding from the world, are you hiding from God? What have you done that has forced you into this room? Pray that Jesus won't find you. What is it in your past? What is it even in your present that has driven you into this locked room, locked and guarded from Him? We all have something, every one of us. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. I'm here this morning to remind you that Jesus has come. He is present right here in this room right now. He's showing you His hands. He's showing you His side. Look at them. Look at the holes that were left from the nails that affixed Him to the cross. Look at His side, still open from the spear that pierced His heart. He's standing here in your presence. Take a look at Him. These are His battle scars. His battle scars. He got as He fought and conquered sin and death. These are reminders of what it cost him to now stand before you. This is what the disciples beheld that evening when he appeared. And I just wonder if they looked at his wounds and became overwhelmed with guilt, overwhelmed with shame, as they thought that they had contributed to the suffering, to the death of their Lord and Master. I wonder if their fear turned to deep sorrow at the realization that Jesus had died in part because of them. Is this how you feel? Is this how you feel when you look at his hands and his side? Do you see the marks from your own sin? Peace be with you. That's what Jesus spoke to his disciples. And he spoke not just to calm their fears, not just to speak words to convey that he was not angry with them. There was so much more behind those words. The wounds on his hands and feet, the piercing in his side, the suffering that he endured, he did it willingly. The disciples contributed nothing. The disciples forced nothing. The disciples allowed nothing. All of it was allowed by Jesus. The disciples, they played no part in what he endured, just as they had no part in what he celebrated. It was all the work of Jesus. And when he spoke these words, when he breathed into them the Holy Spirit, I can imagine that maybe they began to understand this. They weren't contributors to his work. They didn't force him to the cross. They were benefactors. And he was standing there, risen, alive. He was sharing his victory with them. Is it no wonder their fear turned to joy? Peace be with you. This is what Jesus speaks to you today. And he speaks not just to calm your fears, nor does he speak these words just to convey that he is not angry with you. The wounds on his hands and feet, the piercing in his side, the suffering he endured, he did willingly. You contributed nothing. You forced nothing. All of it was allowed by Jesus. You had no part in what he endured, just as you have no part in what he celebrates. It's all the work of Jesus. And it was all done, every bit of it, because of his great love for you. He brings peace to calm your troubled heart. There's nothing that you have done, nothing that you can do, nothing that will make him regret what he has already done for you. There's nothing in that locked room that you need to hide from him. It's all been paid for, every bit of it. Peace be with you. He stands in front of you right now, and he speaks these words of peace. Look at his side, for from it flowed blood and water. His blood shed for you, sacrificed for you, is now offered for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Receive the Holy Spirit, he says. The water, the living water that flowed from his side, washed over you in your baptism, where he told you that you are loved, that you are joined to him, that you are forgiven. Unlock that door. Unlock that door and publish your address. Jesus has found you. Jesus has forgiven you. Jesus has brought you the Holy Spirit. He has given you peace. Rest in this truth. And turn your fear into abundant joy. Please pray with me. Almighty God, we confess that we, like the disciples, often hide from you in fear and shame. We forget your love and forgiveness, and we withdraw from your presence. Help us to remember that you are always with us, even in our darkest moments. Grant us the courage to face our fears. Grant us the courage to trust in your love and know that you bring us peace.